Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hour two of our David Bowie and Elvis Presley birthday edition of the Lori and Julia show. More on them as the segments go past. We'll welcome you back to each and every Lori and Julia talk show segment with a little music from one of those two birthday boys.
Thanks, Rocco.
Yeah, and then maybe at 5 o'clock we might be doing a little Elvis David Bowie trivia.
Can't wait.
Julia, you're a shoe-in for half the answers.
Sure I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you saw Bowie twice.
That's right. I didn't see him once.
Yeah, there you go.
Huge fan.
Yes.
Yeah, huge fan. Okay. Legendary Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda died of a heart attack at the age of 93.
He was 93.
I'm glad the corona didn't get him. Yeah. And, you know, he spent 71 seasons with the Dodgers, if you can even believe it.
71?
And yes, he's one of the last remaining links to the club's Brooklyn roots. So he had a heart attack last night, and he was living at home, though.
So he
died 93. So there's a lot of stuff in the sports world about him in the journalism world. And, you know, this is just an unbelievable journalist who passed away. You might not know his name, but maybe you do. And it's the New York Times journalist Neil Sheehan, mm-hmm. who brought the Pentagon Papers to light. And if you saw that movie, The Post.
Yes.
With Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep as Catherine Graham. James Spader plays Daniel Ellsberg, who's the guy who works at the Pentagon, who leaks these. He basically leaks to Neil Sheehan, who I should just set up. The reason why this guy at the Pentagon leaked to a New York Times journalist, and it was the first time a judge said this can't be published, it's national security. Right. Interest is because Neil Sheehan arrived in Vietnam at the age of 25. He believed in the American mission, you know, to bring democracy to Vietnam. And 4 years later, he left disillusioned and anguished. And, you know, he spent 16 years writing the book that's considered the definitive book about the experience of Vietnam, called A Bright Shining Lie, which I read years ago, and it was just, it's a big book, but it's unbelievable.
Do you know what his real name was?
Neil?
Cornelius Mahoney.
Yeah, he was like one of 10 kids, but because he was so anguished about
Vietnam,
and he'd done some writing in the late 60s. Anyway, Daniel Ellsberg felt that he could trust Neil with the Pentagon Papers, and basically, just to give you a in the nutshell, what are the Pentagon Papers? It was found, I mean, in the Pentagon, it was 7,000 pages, but it was basically that through, I want to say, four presidential administrations, mm-hmm. they just kept kicking the football about Vietnam and bringing democracy there. That they knew it would never work, that it was a losing battle, the jungle, people you can't tell who is who, they don't know the warfare, the people, it's a poor country, you know, there were all these things, the French tried to do it, you know, for years. So it was basically, they were just like, we're just going to keep footballing this, and we're going to lie to the American people that we can bring democracy to this country. And they knew it. And they knew it. And they just, whoever would get elected, okay. So it went back a few presidents. Very scandalous when you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he trusted him. And now that Neil has died, Neil Sheehan, who brought this, the story of how he got the Pentagon, you know, how he read 7,000 pages.
Right.
Because Ellsberg was like, you can read this, but you can't make copies of it. Well, how would he read 7,000 pages?
Right.
So upon his death, he let the story be known of what he did.
What did he do?
He and his wife checked into a Massachusetts motels under aliases, toting suitcases and large envelopes to carry the thousands of pages back and forth from the apartment to places where they could copy them. Because he told, I won't copy these. I'm just,
wait.
The machines broke at one place. Pages were kept in time at lockers at the Boston bus terminal.
Jeez.
In one of those, you know, little lockers where you look around.
This reminds me of The Firm.
Yeah, and at Logan Airport.
Yes.
And I can't remember in the post if they, because it's not a big starring role that Neil had in that movie, because it was more about the politics. And anyway.
Of publishing it or not the story.
Yeah, the Sheens bought an extra seat on their flight home to Washington, D.C. They strapped the stack of suitcases filled with the copied classified pages into it and carried it on because they couldn't risk checking it. And jeez. After they read it, they burned it in different barbecues.
Jeez.
Anyway. Just a lot of stuff. And he was always worried that Daniel Ellsberg would crack and say, I did it.
Right.
I gave him to the journalist. So anyway, he died at the age of 84 of Parkinson's. He just has quite a story.
That would be a good book to read, but I think I'd have to have someone read it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be an audible book.
A Bright Shining Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe interesting.
He's a very, I got a real interesting story if you get a chance to read anything about him. He just is really quite something. And Ellsberg, you know, the reason why he even copied the Pentagon Papers and leaked it to Neil Sheehan, the journalist, he wanted the war to end because he had read these papers
and
realized there was no plan that they would never be able to bring, that the North Vietnam communism was going to be there.
Right.
And the French found that. It's like Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't make tribal, feudal, religious countries become democracies.
Right.
It's just.
We've tried.
Yeah,
we've tried.
And when, you know, when it's a tribal, feudal religion, if that's what is the dominant thing. So anyway, Ellsberg was trying to end the war. What he was trying to do. It'd be worth watching The Post if you've never seen
it. Yeah, I watched
that.
It once, but.
Did you see that movie, Rocco?
It's good.
I did not.
It's a good
really
one.
Really good because Katharine Graham, you know, she's the, you know, the
publisher.
Washington Post, the publisher of The Post, one of them.
At the time.
And at a time when women were not. And then, what's his name? The charismatic guy who was the, you know, the editor.
Can't remember his name.
Oh, I can't remember his name either. That's
not,
terrible. We
not
should know.
The main guy. Not
oh,
Bob,
like the,
not Bob
the Washington
Ben
Post.
Bradley.
Ben Bradley. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And so it was just an interesting time in history and all of that, but just seeing kind of the machinations of what was going on between what can you print, what is national security, and what does the public have a right to know?
Right.
Imagine the movies and miniseries that are going to come out of this.
Right.
Whoa.
Look at the time.
It's time for Random Thoughts. We'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Hey, everybody. Okay, so here's a couple things. If you're wondering what to celebrate today, and I know everyone is on top of this one because it's been just out there for so long. Argyle Sox Day.
What color are yours today?
Oh, you know, black and pink.
Okay.
I used to have the cute, remember?
Oh, I have Argyle knee highs.
Yeah, and I remember the cutest. It was when Inc., the brand INC, first came out at Macy's or Marshall Fields or whatever the heck it was at the time.
Dayton's probably.
And no.
No, it wasn't at Dayton's. Okay.
And I had that, we worked at Carlson. I had that really cute pink and black and white Argyle V-neck sweat. I love Argyle.
Yeah.
I remember a Vegas trip in an Argyle sweater with you.
Mm-hmm.
A jean jacket.
Uh-huh.
I remember. I like my preppy clothes.
Yes, you are a preppy.
I'm a preppy girl. I do like it.
You're stacked and whacked.
I
in Argyle.
That used to be how Patrick Racy and...
Kenny?
No, and... Kenny would describe us.
Suchere?
Mm-hmm. Stacked and whacked. So you were the whacked one.
I know.
Okay, so finally it wasn't me. Okay,
I'd rather be stacked than whacked.
Really? Me too. I hate being called a nut job, but I know I am. All right, so it's impossible, in case people are wondering, what fun could you have this weekend? Don't try to poison a possum. It's impossible. They produce a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body, and scientists are trying to use it to build a universal poison antidote for people. Who knew that?
Who knew?
Wow.
You ever see a possum?
Yes.
Opie. Opie was the possum.
Oh, they're ugly.
One of the families.
Do they have the long kind of pinkish tail?
Yes.
Yeah. And you can see them. Like, I kind of live by the river here in Minneapolis. Yeah.
I saw one. Okay, then I did see a possum walk through my yard.
Yeah, you live on the other side of the river as me.
Yeah.
You probably saw them.
I saw a pink tail, and I thought I was seeing things because I'd had two glasses of wine and it was snowing out.
Now, what was this? Was this a walk?
No, this is like whatever. Like whenever it last snowed here. I mean, there's been too many Friday nights or
walks
Saturday
with a couple glasses of wine.
No, but I mean, I really do still continue with the, you know, I don't drink during the week because I never have in the, you know, so I just thought that doesn't seem like a good idea. And I am still working or whatever. So I'm just like a weekend.
Yes.
You know, so I do know it was either a Friday or Saturday night. And I saw it and I go, what am I? But it moved so fast. But I just saw the pink tail.
They're ugly. Well, you can't poison them. So if people wanted to buy those and thinking of a way to get rid of them, don't do that.
That's the first time in my life I've seen one.
I liked how you said that at the beginning. Don't poison a possum. It's impossible.
That's right.
Say that five times. Right. Okay, so, you know, everyone is, I think, trying to find joy, trying to find gratitude, trying to be hopeful. And we've got a lot coming, and there's going to be good stuff. And so in the meantime, here's just a couple tips if you want to spend some time having a happier, more positive you, okay?
Okay.
So one of the big things, and Laura, you always say this to me, is train yourself to start thinking more positively about yourself. Don't ever say, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly.
Don't ever call yourself ugly, fat, or stupid.
I'm such a loser or stupid. You just, because that just kind of gets in your brain. And so one of the things that you're supposed to do is train yourself to hop out of bed being a positive person. So when you wake up each day, scientists have found that your subconscious may be most active right when you wake up. So train yourself to think about joy and positivity and set yourself up for a good day overall. Mm-hmm. The next thing, and just say it's going to be a great day. I got this. It's going to be a great day. And the next thing is drowning out the negative thoughts. People have a tendency to put more weight on negative experiences than positive ones. And this is a fact.
This is why fear
cripples people.
Well, fear-based advertising messaging works.
Yeah, because you remember the negative?
Yes.
Okay, listen to this. One study found that we need at least 5 times as many positive experiences to counteract one negative. It's a big number.
Yes, it is.
That's a big number. Also,
be loose with your compliments, people, and helping hands.
Right. I mean, boy, because you think of one stupid comment you made or one dumb thing you did, and it'll just, you just take yourself down a rabbit hole. It doesn't have that much weight. If you apologize and do everything you're supposed to do, you can let it go. Okay. Focus on finding more positivity, possible thoughts, looking at funny videos, looking at funny puppies, encouraging positive stories, reading uplifting quotes. Mm-hmm. Kind of have been doing that. I'm trying desperately to get back into our TM, Laurie.
Oh, transcendental, yeah.
Yeah, Laurie and I used to be so good at meditation.
I still can do it. I still do it.
Do you do it every day? You do not.
I don't do it every day, but you know,
I try. I'm trying to try harder.
You know, there's a meditation app on that Oculus virtual reality thing that your kids have, Julia.
Is there? Well,
but Julia and I learned.
We learned the real way.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
We learned the real way, Rocco. We have a Sanskrit word.
Okay.
We like can't the way, tell
like
anybody.
We could go to India.
Yeah,
and
we
do
could
it.
Go to an ashram and we are good to go. We know how to let go of our mind and let our word roll through our mind. And you just
and
say,
how to sit.
And to sit, but you just only focus on that word.
Okay.
But the key is you have to let your mind be blank for 30 seconds. When and you shut your eyes
yes.
before you say your word.
And your feet have to be on the ground.
Your feet have to okay. be on the ground. We literally learned from Joseph.
Joe Perry, you know, he passed away.
He did not.
He did, Julie. I meant when? To tell you that. He must have been in his 90s.
When, Lori?
I want to say in December, but you could ask your mom. He, Rocco, was kind of a cool guy. He helped people. He, first of all, he studied with the yogi who taught the Beatles how to.
Okay.
He did.
He was a big. He was a big yogi. He was a famous yogi, but he wasn't a bragger about it. But the thing he did in this community was he brought to prison, taught people how to do transcendental meditation.
And to treatment facilities.
And treatment facilities.
The retreat in Wayzata was a big place
yes,
for him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that because we just went, didn't Casey, you and I just go see him like 2 years ago?
Well, it was a little bit longer than that. And he was like maybe 84 or something. So he was like in his, you know, he was close to 90 and I hope the COVID didn't get him. But he did. He helped a lot of people with recovery, learning how to do TM. He helped us learn how to do it. Casey is a daily.
Yeah, my mom.
I've never forgotten my word or anything.
I haven't
and
either.
It does help me. And I did do it. I will. I know I did TM a few times between Christmas and
I did
New Year's.
Too.
But anyway, it's amazing this word, Rocco, how it does help center you.
Okay.
And it's your special word that you
get from
you get
someone.
From a yogi.
And mine was so hard and I kept saying, is it this? I kept forgetting.
You had a two. You had like
had
a two
syllable.
And he said something like, he goes, you need
it.
What you need it. Like you need it for
so
that.
I was
focus.
Going through a hard time and I made Lori. I'm like, Lori, you have to do this with me. And it was three mm-hmm. dates with
three
him.
Dates.
Saturday, Sunday and a Monday night.
And then at the end, you know, well, no, like at the end of the first day or first 2 hours after just talking and getting to know us,
we got
he
our word.
Picked up on what we were each about and we each got our word.
Our words.
And you had a hard word. And
I
it
did.
Took you like
drove me crazy.
Days to remember it.
Drove me crazy. And then sometimes I forget it.
Now,
but
is
then,
this word a secret? Or
yeah, you okay. don't really
you can't
share
say your Sanskrit
you don't share
word. But but whatever you can do to center yourself, because there's a ton of apps for it. And it's just...
And some people are really good at doing the visualization if they have like a... But for me, I know I tried meditation before.
It never worked
it
for
never
me before
worked,
this.
But I find with my word,
yes.
I can meditate.
And you, anytime anything else comes in your mind, you just block it out and you keep saying your
you
word
just keep
over
doing
and
your
over
word.
And over and over with your eyes closed. All right. So anywho, but hang out with people who make you happy. Don't be around Debbie Downers. They're just, it's, why bother?
Yeah.
Because you'll go down that path. Here's some good news. One of the Minnesota's only national park is called what?
Is it Voyageurs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Voyageurs is our only national.
Rocco, you should know.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
Has been named an international dark sky park.
Oh, yes.
It means it's a great place to stargaze because there's hardly any light pollution. Other ones are Glacier National Park in Montana, Grand Canyon, Arizona, and Kujushima in Japan.
It's so amazing, the stars when you're like
when you're
in the Ely Boundary Waters.
Yeah.
It's
you can
incredible.
See the sky.
And you know, if you're not into, you know, canoe camping like I am, you can take a houseboat on Voyageurs like on Rainy
you're
Lake
right.
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of glamping. You guys could be in that.
Oh, it is.
We could be into that.
Yeah, we've also got beautiful lodges we can go to.
Yeah.
That would be new music. That would be Duran Duran releasing their cover of David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust track 5 years ahead of what, you know, well, it's his 74th birthday. It was released last last night, but today is his birthday. But they also are going to be performing the song as part of a live stream tribute concert, which is one of my weekend picks. It's called the Bowie Celebration Just for One Day, which airs tonight I want to say 8 o'clock. You do buy tickets for it, but there's a bunch of people that are performing. And
it is 8 o'clock, Lori. Yeah. $21 to $25 at rollinglivestudios.com.
Yeah. So anyway, I like that cover of that song really a lot.
Yeah, that's song one on the Ziggy Stardust album, 5 years. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
That is a good song. Okay, so as in keeping with the new Music Friday, I like that they did that. We also have some other new music. We've got Morgan Wallen, and he really became famous because Saturday Night Live kicked him off as musical guest because he was partying in Alabama without a mask and kissing random people. And then he performed, you know, like 2 months later, and they even did a very funny skit about it. And he's handled it all really well with the help of a good publicist. And this is his sophomore effort. It's off his sophomore album. 30 tracks on this album called Dangerous, the double album. But the song is called Sand in My Boots. So
he's got a big track on this album, too, with Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, and he started this album like 2.5 years ago. Probably was getting ready to pick the album, and then the pandemic, and then he kept writing, so it ended up being a double album.
He seems so young.
Yeah, he is, and you know he's bringing a mullet back and everything else. But,
totally is.
He's got
a good raspy voice.
Yes, I like it. So Rocco, were we able to find a clean version of Best Friend?
I always get nervous, but this,
who is this by?
Okay, this is Saweetie. Is that your surname? Saweetie? With featuring Doja Cat, who she shows up in so many tracks, but this is a single off of her debut album that's coming out. So listen to it. It's called Best Friend. Guess what? All the rich ass boys wanna
us bands every time we link up. That my best friend. She a real bad.
It's a very fun video.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. She knows how to dance.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the kids are going to love it. I love it even. I mean, it's just got a fun, happy, but it has got some lyrics.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. I mean, I was just like,
is it like WAP?
Yeah, maybe. It's very, I love how empowered everybody is feeling about themselves.
All right, cool.
I like that. Okay, so that's a new song that dropped. Now here is Taylor Swift gave people a treat this week by releasing the deluxe edition of Evermore on streaming services, which had two unheard bonus tracks. Of the two, this song, It's Time to Go, sparked the most fan conversation online, with some hinting that it is basically referencing her feud with Scooter Braun and former big label Machine because of the lyric 15 years, 15 million tears, beg until my knees bleed.
Wow.
Here we go.
Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing.
She's starting to sound alike. I like her soft music, but it's all kind of starting to blend a little for me. I'm going to be really honest because I've listened to a lot of it.
Right.
I will go back to my favorite song from the first Folklore. It's Exile with Bon Iver.
Okay.
I mean, that's the one that I can really get my arms around.
Right.
I like her music, but it's starting to be a run-on sentence for me.
Well, yeah.
Because it came up, I was on a walk today, and it came up, and I'm like,
okay. All right, so there you go. I'm glad you're giving your 411, and I think, listen.
I like that you called it a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
It feels that way to me. Mm-hmm. They just feel the same right now. Right. There's
And there's a reason these are the bonus tracks. It's because people can't get enough of her music. They are buying the CDs. They're buying
fantastic.
The vinyl albums. They're streaming.
They're wonderful.
Taylor is I'm sure it's, you know,
there's a lot of other good stuff out there.
Yes, of course. But, you know, people are just like, hey, you know.
And I love her. I just.
But that's what that song is about. It's Time to Go. And she decided it wasn't going to be on the album. And there, you know, now it is.
Now it is.
The deluxe. Voila. Okay. Here is people, I guess her fans that know this gal. She's a Swedish pop star. She's got a third studio album that is coming out. And Entertainment Tonight says this is the new banger. We need to whet our appetite for Zara Larsson. The song is Talk About Love.
I'm not in love.
That's a good message.
I don't want to talk about love.
Yeah, just stay in the moment right now.
Stay in the moment.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. And that's featuring Young Thug, if we'd gotten further along.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. It's really good. Talk about love. And I love that Young Thug said, lying like a rug. I'm glad people still use that colloquialism. I've used it since like sixth grade.
You lie like a
rug.
You lie like a rug.
I mean, is it sixth grade? It feels like it is. Okay, let's so that's a good song. Now, here is, of course, the Barry Gibb Greenfield's The Gibb Brothers Songbook, Volume 1. So you know there's plans to do other ones, and this is Barry Gibb. This was released today, and he did all the songs are out. It's getting really pretty good reviews. It's not going to be a one-off. Barry Gibb is going to record with other people.
The duets are really good because they have such a good catalog, and it brings back nostalgic old songs that we've heard before, like 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
In a whole different way. Earlier this week, we heard Words, the Dolly Parton, Barry Gibb duet. Here is the song he does with Keith Urban on Greenfields. This is I've Got a Message to You. One with Little Big Town.
Yeah.
You'd listen to it today?
Yeah, because all the songs are out. I guess Miranda Lambert does Jive Talking, and that is the only song so far that I've seen that people are not that crazy about.
Let's
hear it.
I hated it. This is bad.
I hated the song. Yeah. They played it so...
That seems to be the one song that the critics aren't really crazy about.
And
in
the
this
harmonization
duet.
Seems really kind of cool, though. But, I don't know, but it's such a horrible song.
It's a horrible song. It's the worst song the Bee Gees ever wrote.
It's like
in my
that Toto song, Africa, that we hated that someone redid. I mean, it's like
Toto
songs we just hate.
Yeah.
I don't mind that one. I like how it starts.
Kung Fu Fighting. That was another one that got on my nerves.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Disco Duck.
Was a bad song. And it got played on the radio a lot. It was terrible.
The one we like is Chaka, Chaka, Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
Can't stop this feeling.
And everyone then relearned that song because it was in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
That's a good song, though. That would be a Friday sing-along song for us.
I don't know. Yeah, we've sung that before. And The Guardian, I think it was The Guardian, in their review of this Greenfields, the Gibb Brothers, you know, this duet thing that they're doing, they said that a lot of people have covered Bee Gees songs. A lot of Bee Gees songs that people think that are somebody else's were written by the Bee Gees, Islands in the Stream.
Right.
We learned that one. But they said that there's 1967 song, To Love Somebody,
because it's such a great song.
They said it's the only song probably in history to have been covered by Nina Simone, Tom Jones, Joe Strummer of The Clash, Graham Parsons, and Lee Scratch Perry. You know, just every musical genre, because you've got blues.
That's just a great song, To Love Somebody.
Oh, it's such a beautiful song. Oh. Yeah. So
who does he sing that with? The Little Big Town.
To Love Somebody is Jay Buchanan. Who's Jay Buchanan?
Let's listen
to that one. Because that's such a great song.
It is. It makes me want to watch that documentary again.
I'm going to watch that this weekend. The Bee Gees documentary.
Oh, it's so good.
I have to watch that this weekend.
You'll love that, Julia.
No, I know I will.
Plus the pant bouquets and the chest hairs.
Think of all that great chest hair.
Oh, Rocco, we really got spoiled in the 70s and 80s with all the tightness and the pant bouquets and the chest hairs.
The mustaches,
the sideburns. Jeez, I don't know how I would have gone through the bleached, true shaven head. I mean, you know, how does anybody smell anything?
That is so funny that you
Where
just
are the pheromones?
That.
The pheromones were on fire in the 70s and 80s. There was so much hair.
You needed a scent patch. Oh, yeah,
plus, the waterbed would probably move those pheromones around.
Oh, the waterbeds were horrible. Those were not a good thing.
You could never even get out of them.
All the carpet and the walls of the van would kind of trap those pheromones in there. You know.
And you'd smoke. I'd smoke cigarettes, yeah. You know, when I was young, in high school.
Yeah, carpet burns were not unheard of.
Well, for you, I wasn't that advanced. I would carpet burn a cigarette.
Yeah, right. That's carpet. What I mean.
That's what you mean. Oh,
all right, listen, we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay, right. Missy.
Yes, dear.
Here is the dirt alert. I can't wait for you to get this. So,
okay.
Lisa Vanderpump is on the cover of the Caesars Players January, February issue.
Listen, she has restaurants in Caesars, and who's
just
playing?
The one. I've been there with my mom. Just saying that, like, they, like, the Caesars play, I'm pleased they're still publishing it, but.
It was almost a year ago when we were in Vegas.
Yeah. No, we, it was.
We need to go back.
It'd be LA, would be, you know.
LA would be this
month.
Be
coming up. Yep. The SAG Awards. No, we just can't even let our minds go there. We just have to look forward to that. We'll go again and we know it. Okay, so okay. Lisa, on the cover of Caesars Players magazine, and she says this, Harry Styles used to live across the road from me, and then he sold it without moving in.
She needed to name drop so people would remember who she was. Because she can't do Real Housewives. That is the dumbest thing to say.
Well, it's just kind of funny. Right.
I was almost neighbors with Harry Styles. He bought a house, but he never moved in.
I mean, we know Lisa lives, like, we've seen Villa Rosa from
there.
It's beautiful.
So it's just name dropping just to stay a little relevant.
And I mean, I like that kind of name dropping.
Yeah.
That's very good.
We've done things like that, Lori.
Of course.
You know, we drove by Prince once and he almost said hi.
Right.
Lori danced in front of Prince and she swore he stole her dance moves for the next video.
That's right.
Rocco, we use this kind of cheap stuff.
We understand the street you're living on.
What was that move?
Oh,
trust me. It was with my girlfriend, Jeanette. We just would wind each other up. She's a really good dancer. She's like 4 years older than I am. And she spent more time watching Soul Train and American Bandstand. And she had older sisters who taught her to dance. She's just a great dancer. So we would just have little, you know, dance offs.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Together.
And they're very good. I've been to concerts with these two, and I've sat behind them, I believe, and they just go.
And she's taught me all kinds of dances.
Groovy. She is a fantastic dancer.
Okay. Yeah. Olivia, here at Hollywood Speak This. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, their friendship quickly turned romantic on the set. Do you find them an odd couple?
Sort of, Lori. I'm going to
say. Do you?
Yeah, I guess.
She's a decade older and the mother of two children. That's so they are in very different places.
They're in different places in their life. But at the same time, he feels like a very old soul.
I feel like Harry would be the world's most amazing bridge because Olivia does not want to get wifed up with anybody else right now. So who better to not wife up with than a guy who's 10 years younger than you?
Right.
And not in any hurry to have kids and he's not going to pressure you. What's next, darling? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't find them at all.
And she was with Sudeikis since 2011. So she was in a long, long, long-term relationship. So I guess it's just...
She must be very pleased her second film is getting so much attention. Don't worry, darling.
Perfect.
And also that, you know, she's banging Harry Styles.
People are jealous.
I am. I'm beyond envious of her. I am pleased and delighted for her because this is a good bridge.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get involved.
No.
She doesn't want to get serious.
Look at you, Lori. You know how to handle all these things.
I'm not. Apparently, what do you think this means? Ellen DeGeneres' rating woes are still plaguing her. The Ellen Show, the TV show.
Well, she starts back next week.
No, but it fell under a million.
Is that how low the daytime ratings are?
It's down 37%
from last
year.
So they're below us.
That's right, Julia. And then her Game of Game shows went from having almost 5 million to 3 million. That's 2 million views.
Well, okay. It was on a tough night. I feel like The Bachelor started that night. I feel like Ellen needs... It's really hard sometimes.
Believe she's the kind lady. That's
I think it's
it.
Hard for her to recover from this one because it went on for so long and then...
And that was so detailed.
It really was.
So many people, valets, waiters, staff, former, admin people, housekeepers. People were leaking like sieves around Ellen about what a meanie she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll stay tuned. I mean, speaking of staying tuned, poor Drew Barrymore is down to 400,000 viewers. That show's gone. She doesn't have traction like Tamron Hall and Kelly got right away.
Right away.
Because, like I told you, she talks.
It's the setup. It's the, you got to start out with a bang. Mm-hmm. I think, speaking of which, we should start our show with random thoughts. Because people wonder why it takes so long to get to 420 every day. Why 420 take so long?
Julia Hollywood speak, would Kim Kardashian be photographed attending a Bible study? Why?
Because her mom wants her everyone, because she's multifaceted.
No one works harder than Kris Jenner. She really. Let's cover this box. Let's get you going to the Bibles.
Right.
I mean, there's never been. I mean, there's multiple stories out there. Kim goes to Bible study. Then Kim models skim stuff. I mean,
she works hard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, though. Mm-hmm. She works so hard for her money, that one.
Julia.
She really does.
When you plant a story that you're turning to God and family amid an impending divorce, that's just called working all the angles from Kris Jenner's perspective. Yeah. Though not disguised, this is hard
work.
We
don't want the Sunday service, Kanye Sunday service, to have the corner on religion.
That's right. Boy, they're dropping out of that Hillsong. Pastors are fleeing. People are disassociating with that church.
But a lot of people are turning to church and God
know
right now.
I mean, that's what I mean. No one works harder, the devil only, than Kris Jenner. Okay, Ted Danson. This is...
Mr. Mayor was on last night. I started watching it, but then my kid came over and then we watched a movie.
All right. Well,
I think I'm going to like it, though.
I think so, too. I love Ted Danson. I'm watching old Cheers and he's so funny.
I agree. I had sort of a Ted Danson... Renaissance, because especially we watched The Good Place.
I've never watched that once.
We liked it a lot, and then we didn't really like the way it ended, but then he also had that HBO show with Jason Schwartzman, right? That was really good. He's good.
He's a good comedic actor, he's very handsome. He's been handsome all his life. You can see in Cheers when he got the hair transplant.
Yes, you could.
Because that show was on 11 years, and he started out lush, and then it went, you could see sort of the line where it had been like the...
The weave. It was back when they used to put it in
like
a crochet line.
Hook. It looked like a hook rug. But anyway, he's wonderful. He was interviewed by People Magazine, and he's celebrating 25 years of married life to Mary Steenburgen.
Yes, who is starring in Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
He was asked, what is the secret of your marriage? Oh. And he had this to say, we delight in each other.
Yeah, I hope so. You need to make each other laugh.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it's really sweet.
That is a sweet thing to say. If you're ever wondering what to say to somebody, I delight in you. Or if somebody's like, man, but darling, I take so much delight in you. I mean, that's a lightning statement
there. If someone delights you.
Yes.
That'd be such a great compliment.
Isn't it?
I find joy in you. You make me smile. Yes.
We delight in each other.
Yes, I love it.
Okay. Erica Jane and her husband, Thomas Girardi, accused of having help in embezzling. I mean, this is no kidding. No kidding. There's got to be somebody in accounting that's helping you or someone that's cooking the books. Yeah. I mean,
are we going to talk about our Instagram today?
Please. Okay, Hollywood speak that.
Rocco, you got to go look up Erica Jane's Instagram account.
Okay.
Mm. And then I need you to Hollywood speak something for me because for the very first time in my life, since I've been at my talk and I've had 1,200 hairstyles, 1,400 cuts and colors.
Yeah.
Since they've started. From,
I'm right there with you.
Brown and you've stayed blondish, but I've been dark brown. You had the two-tone brown.
I had the skin care.
I'm getting compliments in my hair.
Oh,
this is so unusual. It never, ever, ever.
You haven't had your hair long.
I haven't had
You had the mom bob
for so long
at Carlson.
Yeah, I did. I've always had the mommy bobbies.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to grow your hair.
I haven't had a long.
Hair.